Leaves crunch underfoot as autumn chills creep through a darkened summer. From the shadows, a small figure drags his burlap sack. Ancient ghouls of Halloween whispering in his wake. But laughter echoes greedy and cruel as a twisted trickster in green emerges, clutching his gold with murderous glee. One is the spirit of Halloween itself enforcing the ancient rites of the night. The other, a vengeful fae who'll kill for a single stolen coin. Go grab a cocoa, even a hot cider, but leave the pumpkin spice latte if you know what's good for you. This week, it's the pumpkin-headed enforcer, Sam Hain from Trick or Treat, versus the gold-crazed killer, the Leprechaun. Hello and welcome to Who Would Win Masters. I am Sam Proof on all of the socials, and the spooky season is upon us. So watch out for jump scares, and welcome to our show, the president of Van Ryder Games and co-creator of Final Girl, AJ Porfirio. AJ, how you doing? What's going on over at Van Ryder Games?
Oh, hey, Sam. I'm doing great. You know, this is the best time of year, right? And we're coming up on Halloween. We have tons of Final Girl stuff coming out. It's our hit board game, horror movie board game. So I'm excited. This is a great opportunity for me and to be with you guys. And I'm super excited to throw down with Ray tonight.
Cool. All right. Now you have picked Sam Hain from Trick or Treat. Why did you pick this character?
Yes. So I actually stumbled upon this movie, or not stumbled upon, but watched it for the first time maybe 3-4 years ago, and now it has become an every year October Halloween watch for me. I have to watch it once every year, and after this battle tonight, Ray is going to go watch it and see. He's probably seen it, but he's going to go back and see all of the things and reasons why it didn't work out for him tonight. And so we're going to do this tradition together, Ray. You're always going to remember this battle as the reason why you watch Trick or Treat every year.
Yeah, maybe we can do a whole group online watch-a-thon or something.
Absolutely.
All right, it is time for the Tale of the Tape. Tonight's Tale of the Tape is brought to you by the American Turnip Federation, reminding you to carve a jack-o'-lantern this season. Because traditionally, turnips. But do it the old-fashioned way with a turnip, traditionally, henceforth. Because pumpkins just aren't cool as the OG of the jack-o'-lantern world. It's the turnip. Guys, the turnip. Turnips making Halloween considerably more scary since the 1800s. Because if you ever Google any of those, you're going to have nightmares. It's insane. Don't do. Okay, tonight, we've got two horror monsters who pack a mean punch in a small package. And not a big punch into a small package, which is good. First off, Sam Hain, correctly pronounced Sam Hween, but nobody really wants to worry about that, especially me, because I hate all the pronunciations, and thankfully Ray decided to get rid of any hard pronunciation whatsoever today. Don't worry about that. We're going to be calling him Sam Hain, or Sam, which is not confusing at all, because I'm here. Sam is the central figure in the horror anthology movie Trick or Treat. He wears a sack over his head, carries a broken lollipop as a weapon, and enforces the rules of Halloween, punishing anyone who disrespects the holiday. On the other side, we have the Leprechaun. The Leprechaun comes from a time in movie history where low-budget horror flicks were made about every holiday. That Arbor Day movie is insane. For reference, see Uncle Sam, Thanksgiving, and Silent Night, Deadly Night. In his movies, though, there have been 8. The Leprechaun typically uses his evil magic to recover his lost gold and menace those who stand in his way. Have to mention here, for the most part, the character is played artfully by Warwick Davis, one of the greats, hence Willow, and just a fantastic actor in general. And now that we know a little more about both characters, let's introduce your opponent tonight, AJ. Hailing from Detroit, the man who made the usual life path of slam poetry to improviser to professional wrestler to miniature game store manager to video game dev. None of these are lies. A path we've seen countless times before. Ray Stakanis. Ray, how are you feeling about this match?
I am thrilled to be doing this matchup today. And yes, my journey was long. And yes, my journey was difficult. But I feel like it's a journey everyone's probably taken at one point or another. Who hasn't gotten into the metaphorical ring at the very, very least once or twice in their life? I love this matchup. This is, we buried the lead. We're bringing Shocktober back to Who Would Win Masters. That's right. We're going to be doing three horror-themed episodes. I know that today is September 30th. That's close enough. We're going to be giving you three Shocktober matchups through the season. Nice. Look, Oktoberfest in Germany is all of September through mid-October. That's good enough for me as far as being a six-week set of holidays. The point I'm trying to make here is that we've got a trick-or-treat versus the Leprechaun movies. And when AJ Porfirio, a man I revere so much, and I feel so terrible about the things I'm going to make him feel during this battle. What I have to say is when he said, I want to do Sam, the killer from the Trick or Treat movie, which I just saw for the first time last year. I also was dragging my feet on it way, way, way too long. I made it one of my 12 horror movies I watched during the season last year. I'm going to try to do 13 this year and up my score. The point is, though, I love this movie. If you have not seen this anthology movie, it is bleeping great. Mm-hmm. And the killer Sam is highly memorable. But I've got some history with the Leprechaun movies myself. I have repped the Leprechaun on the previous iteration of the Who Would Win show in one of the more unfairly judged battles, I think, we ever had in show history. So this is a redemption match of my own to bring it with the Leprechaun, who has a lot more study, eight movies as opposed to 1.5 movies, really. I'm sure AJ will bring that up as well. The little short that they did that also features the character, I assume.
I don't have to. You just did it for me, so thanks.
I just did it for you. I just included it. But so I am ready to go with the Leprechaun. I am ready to write something. It's like Quantum Leap. I'm here to write something that once went wrong. And I am ready, Sam. I am ready, AJ. Let's throw down some Shocktober delights.
All right, get ready for battle one, but here are the rules in 1 minute. Here are the rules of Who Would Win Masters in 1 minute. There will be three timed rounds with counterpoints allowed. 2, characters will have no prior knowledge of their opponent and no outside interference will be allowed. 3, keep the character in character. Outliers and crossovers will be given less weight. 4, battle can be won by death, knockout, battlefield removal, or incapacitation. And 5, after the battle, I will give my unofficial opinion as to who wins and why. However, I am just one voice in this. It will be up to all of you on our social media and our Patreon to make your voices heard as to who won. All right, AJ, I hope you're feeling lucky and you're not green with envy. It is time for you to start us off with point number one, 3 minutes on the clock, starting now.
Okay, so the first point, I mean, we're talking about Sam, okay? He's not just a monster. He is an ancient demon, okay, from way back. There are way more than just 3 points I could go to, but I'm going to pick the most impactful three. Many of the points, actually, the Leprechaun and Sam share. So I'm going to kind of steer a little bit clear of those and talk about why Sam stands apart. So my first point is Sam can raise the dead. So Sam can, as shown in the movie, when he, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the movie, go watch it first, but resurrects the dead children that died in the bus crash and sends them after the Halloween rule breakers, which is obviously what Sam does. He punishes the people who break the rules of Halloween. So this in itself is probably more than enough to handle this little leprechaun who, by the way, like, he has to grant other people's wishes. Like, why is he, if he's so powerful, like, why is his whole thing that he has to, like, try to figure out how to, like, grant people's wishes in a way that benefits him? There's no wishes that any zombies actually wish for other than to eat your brains. So the zombies are going to overwhelm the leprechaun and he's going to be crying as they carry him off and tear him to shreds and eat his brains, crying about why he doesn't have his gold, which, by the way, we all know from watching these movies, the gold is the source of his power. So how's he going to draw the power from that gold when the zombies are overwhelming him and he doesn't know what to do? So this is my first point. I think that it's a tough one for the Leprechaun to deal with. Sure, he has some powers, but how do you stop hordes of zombies? There's, last time I checked, no shortage of dead people in the ground and around the rib, and new ones joining every day. And so, like, this is something that Sam can pull from.
30 seconds remaining.
He's going to do it as much as he needs to. So we're sending hordes and legions of zombies, as many as we need to at minimum stall the Leprechaun, if not do the job for us and finish the job after only one point. We're going to make some more, but this might just be one that's, there's no way to refute it.
All right, a strong start. Ray, 3 minutes on the clock for the Leprechaun, starting now.
First off, I love this first point about the zombies. That is a great point. Usually we don't allow outside interference in our matchups. And I have answers for these zombies. They just don't happen to be in my point number one. So I'm going to need you, the audience, to remember things and then apply them for later in the episode. But the Leprechaun, obviously, doesn't just grant wishes. In fact, people could use the gold for wishes. That is true. Zombies don't wish for anything. That's actually a plus for me because it doesn't become a liability. However, the Leprechaun can in fact deny these wishes or grant them until he decides not to grant them anymore. He ultimately is just using his magic and we're pretending that the wish is some sort of other earthly thing, right? And let's talk about the gold, because the gold itself has powers. He can grant wishes, but it's based on his whims, as I just said. But he also has a magical flute, like he's Link from The Legend of Zelda. You can blow the flute and put people into a trance. Who's to say these zombies couldn't be put into a trance and made to do the Thriller dance like that Michael Jackson video that everybody knows? And if you don't, you really should. But he also carries with him a shillelagh. A shillelagh, a traditional what, Irish weapon? I guess. Look, I'm not going to pretend that the Irish people get off looking good from the Leprechaun series of movies. In fact, some would say they don't do a very good job of representing Irish culture. But there is a shillelagh in there. He uses it to hit people. Sure, he could hurt them. He can knock them down. He can kill them if he wants to. But did you know his shillelagh can also open up to become a sword? That's right, a sword. He can cut people with his shillelagh. But did you know in one specific Leprechaun movie, that being my favorite one, Leprechaun 4 in Space, the shillelagh can also become a lightsaber? He has the potential to have a working lightsaber. And he did it in one of his movies. He's also not afraid to use guns. If you've seen Leprechaun in the Hood or Back to the Hood, I think he uses them there too. I just watched that last night. Bless my soul. But he uses guns. He's not afraid to pick up a machine gun, a pistol, whatever it takes, and just gun people down. And I know that Sam had some issues with people carrying guns in Trick or Treat. It didn't put him down for good, but it definitely messed him up for a little while. He actually stalemated, Leprechaun did, a whole Space Marine team with gunfire, but he was probably just messing around. Ooh, time's catching up to me. He's got illusionary magic. He can make people see things that they don't, that aren't there. He made a guy kiss a lawnmower blade while it was running, killing him because he thought it was a person. He made a girl think she was covered in pimples. He could use his voice to sound like whoever he wants to, and this is a guy who can shoot fire from his hands.
All right, AJ, as our guest, you get a 1 minute counterpoint, 1 minute on the clock, starting now.
All right, I mean, if that's where you're going to be at, like, you're going to be shillelaghing in the coffin with the Leprechaun after this battle's over. First off, flute charming zombies, like, come on, zombies have no brains. Doesn't have to be zombies, it could be skeletons, it could be any kind of necromancy. So That's a thin argument, if I do say so myself. Sure, the Leprechaun has pyrokinesis, but guess what? So does Sam. This is not a point I'm going to be making because they both have it. You see him light up the jack-o'-lanterns from afar in the movie. So that one's going to be a wash. I think that a little bit takes away from that last point you tried to make there. And thank you for bringing up the gun. That's great. And we're going to come back to that. But just like you admitted, it did not stop Sam. So really, that's no argument at all. So I'm very pleased that you made so many non-arguments.
Love it. There's a lot of good back and forth and like stops and starts here, and like blocks and parries and whatnot. We'll see how it goes in our point number two when we come back from this break.
Hey, everybody. This is Ray from Who Would Win Masters, and I know that regardless if you're part of the Legion of Audience, Rainiacs, or even a Crit Master, you take your online privacy seriously. And if you haven't been doing that, I want to take a moment to talk to you about NordVPN, who helped sponsor this episode. I personally use NordVPN when I want to watch stuff that's streaming not in my region. That's why I got the service. I recently watched an AEW pay-per-view event that I was not able to stream here in Los Angeles. How did I do it? I used NordVPN to change my digital location. It was really easy to do, and it worked brilliantly. I wouldn't be talking about NordVPN if I didn't use it myself. Anyway, I just found out through this ad campaign that NordVPN did a collab with Marvel Comics to make a digital motion comic called The Only Certainty Is Change that features the Avengers. And I'll be honest, I thought it was some good fun. I got a big laugh when Tony Stark realized that he'd done messed up by connecting his Iron Man suit to a network without using a VPN. All right. I thought that was fun. Gold, honestly. But you can check out this full comic yourself no matter where you are in the world by switching your virtual location with NordVPN. We love Marvel heroes everywhere, but you can be a hero to your whole family by protecting them digitally with NordVPN. NordVPN protects your private data, passwords, and online identity from all those villains online. You know who they are. You can take advantage of the exclusive NordVPN deal right now at https://nordvpn.com/whowouldwin. Try risk-free with our 30-day money-back guarantee. You'll find the link in the description. Go check out that comic. It's a hoot.
All right, AJ, it's time for point number two. Some really great stuff brought up in the first point. It's hard to imagine that you guys even have more stuff to go with, but you've got 3 minutes on the clock, starting now.
All right, let's talk about Sam's supernatural strength. This is going to be my point number two, because he may look diminutive and he may look harmless. He certainly does as he walks around with his half-eaten sucker. But when he stabs someone with the sucker and essentially kills her with a half-eaten sucker, this is the first sense we get of his true strength. But that doesn't stop there, because later, obviously, when he's fighting Krieg in the ultimate scene of the anthology, he literally snaps his arm with no problem whatsoever. He slices his Achilles. He's honestly just toying with this guy, right? Like, this human really has nothing he can do to him. And this superhuman strength is really all that he needs. But he just likes toying with him. This is much how it would be with the Leprechaun. The Leprechaun might try some of his tricks. First off, his mind control and his any kind of influence as far as that goes is not going to work. I mean, this is a demonic thing. This is not someone a human that you can influence their mind or try to control them. A nice power, to be sure, against weak-minded individuals and humans, but not so much effective against an ancient demon. Not to mention, Sam can climb walls. He's essentially Spider-Man if he wants to be. He can drop from the ceiling. He can even teleport, which I could have used as a whole point all on its own, but he goes where he wants when he wants. He even has some telekinesis and can move things from afar. This is shown many times. He opens doors on his own. He literally scrawls an entire room of graffiti, which is demonic in itself, to freak out Krieg in the movie. So that, but compares nothing though to the superhuman strength. So if he even gets within the vicinity of the leprechaun, now he probably will use some additional effort. You know, the leprechaun is not a normal
30
human.
Seconds remaining.
So he is going to use some additional effort, but I think pretty easily remove the leprechaun's head from his body in just really just one swift move if he wanted to. And so the leprechaun might be able to come back from that. I know he's got some immortality of his own, but I don't know. Without a head, I'm not sure what you're going to do.
It is time for Ray's point number two. 3 minutes on the clock for the man in green, starting now.
Yeah, one thing that I didn't realize until I really started putting this episode together and doing the hardcore breakdown is how similar these two characters actually are. They share a lot of power sets. My point number three, I'm going to explain to you exactly. Point number two here, I'm going to talk about how they're even and about how physically they are a match for each other physically. And then point number three, I'm going to take it home. But here we go. And to be fair, you brought up demonic graffiti. I'll tell you, a guy came back over in the alley behind my house and was like drawing with a pen on my garage door. And I think he was a demon. I just want to go ahead and say that. I think all graffiti is demonic. The point I'm trying to make here is we have superhuman strength. The leprechaun has superhuman strength that equals, if not exceeds, Sam. He killed a guy with a pogo stick by just jumping up and down on his chest over and over and over again. He once stabbed a guy straight in the throat with one of those hair pick combs in a Leprechaun in the Hood. He once ripped off a cop's leg. A police officer came at him. He grabbed his leg and ripped it off of his body. And then later on drove the cop car up to a bunch of the people he was menacing, opened the door, stuck the leg down so they could see it under the door, and then let it go before getting out himself in an absolutely wild and hilarious moment of violence. He once ripped a car door straight off the car, just reached out and yoink, there it went. And this is a guy who can go full Mortal Kombat. We talk about the great strength of a Sub-Zero, a Johnny Cage. He can punch somebody through their chest. And in the lazier installments of the movies, that's pretty much all he does, is punch people or weapon people straight on through the chest and removing their organs. Often he just grabs the weapon that's used against him mid-swing. It's going to mess up Sam when he goes to swing the sucker at him, and Leprechaun just grabs it and holds it there with no problem and just stares him down. His claws are powerful enough to cut out throats and durability. He's been shot repeatedly with a shotgun 7 times and then just popped up right after. His one weakness is 4-leaf clovers, which a guy in one of the movies put inside of bullets. Does Sam have access to that or even know about it? I don't think so. In fact, he has a weakness to holy water as well. But Sam's a demon. Where's he possibly going to get that? Look, Leprechaun guy let himself get punched by a guy over and over and over again till he got tired. And then he said, "Are you tired?" And then he punched him in the chest and ripped his heart out. That's who the leprechaun is. He can get shot, stabbed, thrown out of windows from a high volume, just pops right back up again. Hit by a car, he's fine. He got his eye stabbed out in a salon, a hair salon, and he just grabbed it and popped it back in there and kept on going. And if he does get his head removed from his body, AJ, I'll have you know it happened in one of the movies, and he was perfectly fine living as a severed head.
All right, AJ, you have 1 minute for your counterpoint. 1 minute on the clock, starting now.
I mean, yeah, it's a good plug. Leprechaun, sure. He has some nice strength. And I mean, I think anyone jumping on a pogo stick on someone's chest would do the job. I don't know if that's what I would call superhuman strength, but sure, against humans, yeah, it looks pretty good. And I'm glad you called out some of the weaknesses, because he does have them, and sure, Sam does not know about them per the rules of the battle, But we are going to come back to that. I'm definitely going to be making some points around that in my final moments and final takes. So, but it's good. It's good you brought that up, and I'm fully ready to address in my next point your fist punching through chest argument, because we're going to find out that that actually is really going to have no effect at all on Sam, or at least no permanent effect.
All right, looks like our time and our luck has run out. So we will be back after this commercial break. All right, gentlemen, you brought up some good, interesting new points. And point number two, point number three, let's see if you can knock it out of the park. But no tricks, just treats, right? Let's get into it. 3 minutes on the clock for Sam Haim. AJ, starting now.
Okay, Sam, I'm going to give you all the proof you need for Sam right now. And this is the big one. Sam is completely immortal and can regenerate. Okay, you're going to punch through his chest, Leprechaun. Guess what? He's going to put himself back together with no problem at all. Sure, there may be a slight delay in when this happens, as we've seen when, like you said, he got a shotgun to the face and he's got his hand cut off. He literally walks his hand back or uses pumpkin sinewy stuff to like essentially regenerate himself and come back to life. So any physical means you have against Sam are going to be completely inadequate, because sure, you may win a small battle and maybe you explode his pumpkin head, or maybe you chop off one of his appendages. Guess what? It's crawling back to him. He's completely coming back. And round 975,432 begins. So with that, and yes, I understand Leprechaun. Sure, you chop off his head. That didn't stop him either. But guess what? You've already pointed out Leprechaun does have some weaknesses. And you failed to mention one, which is wrought iron. He can be trapped in wrought iron cages. If he doesn't have his girl, he doesn't have his power. If he eats a clover, he melts. And of course, per the rules of the battle, Sam doesn't have any knowledge of this. But in an infinitesimal or infinity battle, where we're battling over years and years and years, at some point we're going to end up in a clover field or near some wrought iron, or there's not going to be any gold for the Leprechaun to draw power from. If you can tell me what weakness that Sam has that's going to let you overcome infinite time, where eventually some of those weaknesses don't catch up to Leprechaun, hey, more power to you. But until then, this is going to be an epic battle for the ages. Sam is not going to give up. He's going to punish and finish the Leprechaun as he has all of his foes. Again, just a recap. Zombies, he's going to bring out zombies, superhuman strength, and ultimately immortality and regeneration, which, like, sure,
30 seconds remaining.
Cheat, right, in these battles, and like, oh, how do you stop immortality and regeneration? I don't know. That's your problem, Ray. So you can tell us in your last point what you think, but I mean, I didn't hear any rules about not bringing up immortality and regeneration, so why would I not do that? So best of luck to you. Again, you're going to be shillelaying in the coffin with the Leprechaun. I highly count on all of the fans out there to back me on this one. Sam, the proof is in the pudding. Back to you.
I like it. Some really good points there. Ray, it's time to shamrock and roll with your point number three. 3 minutes on the clock, starting now.
What are all these puns? What has happened to this show? Dear Lord, I'm going to talk about all of his magic, and this is the difference between Sam and the Leprechaun and why the Leprechaun would win. Now, I'm going to talk about some of the stuff they share, because they both can teleport, right? Leprechaun does it a lot. I've seen him do it a lot more than Sam has. Some could call Leprechaun's teleportation Goku instant transmission. I will not make that point, but I think you at home should really think about it. I think the two relate. We've seen the Leprechaun teleport gold into a man's stomach and overwhelm his insides, killing him. He likes to teleport right behind people or right above people and then jump out at them with a little jump scare. He also is into conjuration magic. Now, I haven't seen Sam do a lot of this reality bending stuff. He made a robot woman appear out of a television set, crawl out of the TV, turned out she was a robot, and then the guy started, like, you know, kissing her, and then that ended up going very, very badly for him. But he can also conjure his weapons in and out of thin air. His shillelagh can just appear because he wills it to be, and then will it not to be, and then it's gone. He can also, by that effect, create guns and TNT to blow people up, or handcuffs. He could potentially handcuff, except for the teleportation, obviously. But the TNT could work to knock him down for 2 minutes. The guns we've seen knock Sam down for a certain period of time, and I think if he just kept at it for 2 minutes, he could win a battle through incapacitation that way. Telekinesis, they share this ability as well. I think the leprechauns is stronger. I saw him lift a man in the air by his neck and then break his neck and drop him back down again. He can use it to immobilize people who try to run away from him or try to come at him. He flings people around telekinetically. If zombies come at the leprechaun, he could just use telekinesis to flick them away like yesterday's boogers, right? And they'll just be out of the picture. And he throws objects at people like pots and pans. One time he used telekinesis to blow up a guy's insides. He once used his telekinesis combined with hypnosis to make a guy shoot all his friends and then himself. This is a dark episode. And immortality as well. You talk about how Sam is immortal. Guess what? Leprechaun's immortal as well. He got dragged all the way to hell in one of the movies and then just popped up a year later because somebody found his gold. He got blown up in Leprechaun 4. He got peed on by a space marine, used his life force to go up into the guy, and then blew him out in a very special place. But the way he's going to win this is transmutation, because Sam's only dealt with natural attacks, not supernatural. And I'm going to talk about transmutation in my final wrap-up because, regrettably, I used my time poorly.
All right, AJ, you have a 1 minute for your final counterpoint. Use it well. 1 minute on the clock, starting now.
I know I have to make my counterpoint, but I'm very confused about the flicking yesterday's boogers comment. I don't know what you're doing with your boogers, Ray, keeping around for a day or so, but sure, you do you. Okay, Lip. Sam, Lip, you could have easily won this battle, to be frank, because guess what Sam cares about? Following the rules of Halloween. So all of the tricks and fighting and everything you talked about, none of those are going to work. If you follow the rules of Halloween and you maybe give Sam a candy bar leprechaun, Sam might have left you alone. He might have left the battlefield and the victory could have been yours. Unfortunately, you did not make those comments and don't even try to do it in the final, your little final rebuttal. It's already been called out. You're not going to do it. And so, no evidence has been given how you could overcome the immortality and regeneration. However, there have been pointed out that there are many weaknesses the leprechaun has that would eventually overtake him and be the difference.
All right, Ray, as the reigning master, you have the final word at your leisure.
I don't want to use your candy bar attack. I think that's a little bit cheap. That's not how I choose to win these battles. I try to do it with honor. So I'm going to do it with transmutation. Transmutation is the ability in a magical spell, and a magical ability, to turn one thing physically into another thing. And that's the one power that these two very similar characters, that's the one that Leprechaun has that Sam does not. We've only seen Sam have to deal with natural attacks, guns, punches, stabbing, whatever, but not supernatural attacks. I don't know that Sam, remember when the werewolf ladies are at the, he doesn't get involved in that, right? He just sits on a log and watches it happen. When supernatural things happen, Sam doesn't include himself. Why? Because I believe that he knows that that's the way to beat him, is supernatural attacks from supernatural creatures. The leprechaun once turned a rabbit in a magic act into a steaming pile of green poop. I don't know how it works, but he converted one thing into something physically else. He once, a lady was into like Botox and plastic surgery. He expanded and blew up all of her body parts till she exploded and was no more. And in the comic books, I'm going there, they're canon, he turned a guy into dollar bills. And the man was no more, but a pile of dollar bills was. Were the dollar bills him? Was he that? Was his essence inside? Does the water get him instead? Nobody knows. Particle Man. The point I'm trying to make here is that transmutation is the way he's going to win. He is immortal, but if he gets turned into a fire hydrant, he will not have the attacking power. He will be incapacitated for 2 minutes. And this is the way the Leprechaun can win the battle, because I think they're going to go back and forth, like you said, for a very long time until the transmutation happens.
Give me a few minutes here.
Sam has weighed all the points made. Two figures met in collision. Now let's find out who would win. It's time to hear Sam's decision.
All right, gentlemen. This was, I feel like I say this every single time, this was insanely close. I did not imagine these two characters were as similar as they were. And I want to start off by saying that I'm a huge fan of Willow and Warwick Davis, but I also love being a fellow Sam. So trying to put away all biases, although I can be bribed with pudding. Both of our supernatural combatants are invincible, super strong in spite of their tiny packages, and have pointy sticks. As both of our debaters have conceded, this is a battle of the literal ages that could take years, if not centuries, to complete. Our fighters will find each other a virtual mirror of powers, and maybe given long enough on the timeline, Sam Hain will push the battle into a clover field or a random pile of iron. But the thing that puts this over the edge for me, which will teleport our battle into a technical win, is the sad thought of our God of Halloween being turned into a spirit Halloween. I am giving this to Ren.
Oh my goodness. I hadn't considered the idea of turning him into a physical spirit Halloween. And now I can't stop thinking about it. Every time I go into a spirit Halloween this season, and it will be over and over and over again, I'm going to be walking and being like, is this you, Sam? Is this you?
All right. But again, that is just my opinion. You out there, the audience, it is up to you to voice your opinion for the final tally. So please go to the poll, make your voices heard, and let me know if you vote for Sam Hain or the Leprechaun in this battle. AJ, thank you so much for joining us. This was a real pleasure.
For sure.
Let me just say right now, let me hijack the show for a second.
Yeah.
Because I feel a little bit dirty that I used my time so poorly in point number three and made my big coup de grace point, the transmutation, in the final word when AJ did not have a chance to rebut it.
I
would like to offer an opportunity. This is me being an honorable spirit. I want to give AJ an opportunity to, for the people at home who still have yet to vote, you have an opportunity, AJ, to rebut, challenge the transmutation skill ability. Before we wrap this episode up, I want you to have a final word on that.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And honestly, like, it was a blast, you know, whatever the outcome. And it's certainly a valid point. However, I think, you know, unlike the other examples you gave, right? Like, Sam is not a normal human. He is a ancient demon. So we have a little bit of things to draw on from what we know in the movie, but I find it hard to believe that he is going to allow himself to be just turned into a stuffed animal by this little leprechaun. And you kind of brought up the point about the werewolves. He's literally sitting there watching all the werewolves who are literally eating everybody, and they're not going near him at all. Like, they know not to go near him. It's not that he's afraid of supernatural. It's that he is the king of supernatural. And so, yeah, I mean, maybe it's plausible. I don't know. If it's that easy, maybe it wouldn't last that long. But also, I'm like, okay, if he could just do that to anyone, why is any of the other stuff happening? How is he getting trapped in a cage or like eating a clover and melting if he could just turn everyone into whatever he wants?
Why are those movies so long?
So like, I guess they needed an eighth movie. So that I did.
You know what? I'll be honest. I never saw the eighth movie. Maybe it's all explained there. Spoiler alert, it's probably not explained there.
Anyway, I trust your knowledgeable fan base to contradict Sam's ruling, and we'll see what happens. Or maybe not. Maybe they validate it, and if so, I will gracefully admit defeat and look forward to the rematch sometime down the road.
Yeah, I welcome the nerd herd to find the correction on this. Do it. I'm willing to rewrite the outro, but not right now.
I mean, honestly, if this gets people watching Trick or Treat, maybe some people that haven't seen it before this Halloween sure. season, it's a win for me.
All right, AJ, thank you for joining us. I hope we can have you on again soon. Tell people where they can find you.
Yeah, you can find everything we do is on vanridergames.com. It's Van Ryder, R-Y-D-E-R. And this is apropos because we actually have a new feature film for Final Row coming out. Each of our feature films features a killer in a location. And we have a new one coming out, and hopefully in time for this Halloween, called A Rotten Harvest. And this features Grimlash, who is a pumpkin head killer. He's not Samhain, so not exactly the same, but he does have the fiery pumpkin head. And he is terrorizing the old farm town, and there's some demonic children running around in cornfields, and it's going to be a great, fantastic new addition to our already copious line of feature films. And so we're really excited for that. That's the newest, latest, and greatest. If you don't know where Final Row is, definitely go to VanRyderGames.com. Check it out. We'd love to kind of have you in our Discord, which is where our community hangs out. But if not, this was just a blast. And I hope, even if it's in a losing effort, I gave you a good run for your money, Ray.
Yeah. I mean, until that very last final thought that Ray strategically took, it did look like it was going the other way for sure. But thank you for joining us. Ray, congratulations potentially on another win. We'll see. How you feeling? You feel we'll strong see. About this one?
That was all supposed to be in my point number three, but obviously I did my usual thing and overplan, and I tried to sandbag it till the end. And I looked down and I said, I have 7 seconds left in this point. Uh-oh. So I do feel a little bit bad about sandbagging. I'm not trying to trick or treat anyone in this battle. So I'm glad I had a chance to give AJ that opportunity to talk directly to the people at home. I will now take my opportunity to talk to the people at home. AJ has a financial gain in you checking out Final Girl. I do not. And I want you to try and play this game. This is my favorite board game right now, going for a very, very long time. It's a solo board game. It puts you right in the feeling of being a final girl in a horror movie at a bunch of unique locations, all of the different feature films. And now there's 22 of them or something, plus featurettes. They all have a location and a killer, and they all mix and match all together so you can make all kinds of crazy mashups that you want. Have I played their Hans the Butcher, their version of Jason Voorhees? Have I done that in space to recreate Jason X? Yes, I have. Did I do well in that match? No, I did not. I got slaughtered. But I had a blast doing it. This is an absolute treat if you enjoy the idea of playing a solo board game, because your gaming group is very not around very much and they just don't show up. That's great. And if you like horror-themed games, I cannot be anything bigger than the biggest advocate for this particular game. You should find Final Girl. There's a starter pack that's affordable. That is the Hans the Butcher feature film and the core set. And you can get it on the Van Ryder Games website. I'm not getting paid to say that. I want you to check it out. I love these games so very much. Also, check out the one that's inspired by the Aliens movies. Terror from the Void, is that right?
Maybe Into the Void, right. Yeah. Anyway, Into the Void.
Into the Void. There we go. It's, you know, I don't know things. But that's a wonderful one. There are so many good ones And in fact, the one with the intruders is inspired by the movie The Strangers that got me to watch The Strangers and other movies of its ilk. And it turned out I loved them and I had no idea I loved them until the game turned me on to the movies, which made me go right back to the game and watch it with fresh eyes and have an even bigger fun time with it. Anyway, AJ, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for making just such an awesome game. I hope people at home check it out if they haven't already. I do know that on Threads and Instagram, I get tagged in people's pictures for their games all the time. And I put out them the same thing. I try to send it out with the Instagram and the Threads. Big fan of you personally and what you're doing. Thank you again. And I'm so sorry to have beaten you this badly in this Who Will Win Masters debate.
All right. Thank you all for listening. And please go make your voices heard on our social media and Patreon. You can keep the debate going with Who Would Win Show on Facebook and Threads, as well as patreon.com/whowouldwinshow. Tune in next week as Ray and I go over your votes and your comments to wrap up this battle with the final tally. And if you think you've got what it takes to be a part of Who Would Win Masters, record a 1-minute video demo of yourself, send that over to whowouldwinshow@gmail.com, and you might find yourself in the challenger's chair. For Who Would Win Masters this spooky season, I am Sam Proof. Stay strong.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Ray back one more time, and there is a 1 in 2 chance that I'm very happy with the results of this past episode. One more reminder that if you'd like to join in with the Legion of Audience, you can go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow and support what we do. That's it. That's the message. Time to start my research on next week's battle. I'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Kevin Goatee.
Hey, I'm Kevin Israel.
We host Gutting the Sacred Cow, the best and most unique movie debate podcast out there. Why?
Because we invite our guests to pick a film that they find overrated or hate and try to convince us to see their argument.
They must pick a film that is a financial success, widely beloved, or critically acclaimed.
That's right. Some of the films our guests have tried to eviscerate, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Pulp Fiction, Ghostbusters? You can find us on all podcast platforms like Apple, Google, Spotify, and more. And if you want to watch our smiling faces, we're also on YouTube.
GuttingTheSacredCow.com is where you find all of our information. And we look forward to our guests infuriating you when they attack your favorite films.
Are you a geek who likes sports?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. We hope it is good. Welcome to another edition of Geeks Who Like Sports. The Yankees really kind of mailed it in. She's the Goblin Queen. Like, yeah. It's legit. Football 101. Take what the defense gives you.
The NBA All-Star Game is fake. The Emperor would absolutely throw Vader under the bus.
Listen or watch Geeks Who Like Sports on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.